From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Ireland's electoral office has confirmed that the European Union's Lisbon Treaty has been overwhelmingly approved, with two-thirds of the 27 nations voting yes. The official result from yesterday's referendum puts the European Union's sweeping plans back on track after Ireland's unexpected no vote last year. Ireland was the lone EU member nation that forced a second vote. Today's vote will allow the EU to reshape its institutions and decision-making procedures. Indonesian officials are arriving in some of the hardest-hit areas of Sumatra following Wednesday's earthquakes. Local officials say eight people trapped under a luxury hotel might still be alive. Dwali Saikau Tau is in Padang and has this report.
International and local rescue teams continue to search for signs of life at a four-star hotel that was destroyed days ago. Red Cross officials at the scene said they learned at least eight people were still alive because a text message was sent from a victim inside the hotel to his family yesterday. An unidentified police said he witnessed one of the survivors describing the man as middle-aged, his face badly injured but still conscious. Rescuers are carefully removing concrete and drilling through iron and metal to reach him. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikau Tau in Padang, Sumatra.
The strongest typhoon to hit the Philippines in 3 years slammed into the northeastern part of the country today. Typhoon Parma has killed at least two people. Officials say damage was not as bad as expected since the storm moved farther north than had been predicted. Democratic and Republican leaders are lining up with familiar messages as health care overhaul legislation heads into a significant week of negotiations. Senate and House Democratic leaders want a final bill that can pass before Christmas. NPR's Paul Brown has details.
President Obama says health care overhaul is essential to economic health. In his weekly address, he touts proposed state-run insurance exchanges he says will help entrepreneurs provide coverage for employees.
A marketplace where they can compare the price, quality, and services of a wide variety of plans.
But here's how Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan characterizes insurance coverage requirements found in Democratic plans.
Massive new taxes on small business owners.
Next week, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid expects to bring together committee chairmen to create a filibuster-proof Senate bill that can be reconciled with a House bill. It's possible the option to buy insurance through a publicly administered structure will be sacrificed, at least for now. Republicans have been calling that government run health care. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The director of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has arrived in Iran. Mohammad El-Baradei is scheduled to meet with Iranian officials to discuss the inspection of the previously secret underground uranium enrichment facility near the holy city of Qom. El-Baradei has said Tehran is on the wrong side of the debate over its nuclear ambitions. This is NPR. An Afghan official says a policeman working on a joint operation with American soldiers opened fire on U.S. soldiers, killing two of them. U.S. military officials say the incident occurred yesterday during a battle in Wardak, but have not elaborated on the incident. A third soldier died yesterday of wounds suffered in a bombing in Wardak the day before. A spokesman for the governor of Wardak province, west of Kabul, says the policeman who fired on the troops escaped. The man known as hip-hop's first radio DJ has died, John Rivas, a.k.a. DJ Mr. Magic. NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
It's like Biggie Smalls said.
Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
That's how it was for hip-hop lovers 30 years ago. Starting in the early 80s, Mr. Magic, also known as Sir Juice, hosted Rap Attack with Marley Mall on WBLS Radio in New York. It was reportedly the first all-hip-hop commercial radio show anywhere.
To your super listeners, how you doing tonight? All your fly guys and fly girls, welcome once again to the world famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack. And of course, I am Sergio.
His show was the first exposure many East Coast rappers had in the 80s to radio play, and they loved him for it. So, as Biggie would say, if you don't know, now you know. DJ Mr. Magic died of a heart attack. He was in his 50s. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Finance ministers from the Group of Seven nations say the world economy is starting to grow again, but the recovery remains fragile. In a joint statement in Istanbul today, they say decisive actions have helped the global economy to recover. The ministers also say financial market conditions are improving, but they warn there's no room for complacency. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.